Well, in a shock announcement yesterday, Fine Gael presidential candidate Mairead McGuinness announced she had withdrawn from the presidential race on health grounds. The former EU commissioner, who many considered as the frontrunner, said it was a difficult decision she had taken following a stay in hospital. The Fine Gael politician's departure leaves just one confirmed candidate in the race, independent TD Catherine Connolly. Well, RTE's political reporter Juliet Gash joins me now on the line. Juliet, good morning.
Good morning, Aisling.
A shock announcement from Mairead McGuinness yesterday. Remind us what happened.
Aisling, this really came out of the blue yesterday. It was such a bombshell landing into people's inboxes on what otherwise was a busier day for August, but quiet enough compared to the normal political cycle. So just after 4 o'clock, this email came in. And essentially, Mairead McGuinness issued a statement saying she was withdrawing her name from the presidential race on doctor's orders. She said she had a stay in hospital in the past week. And given that there's just a short amount of time, perhaps a couple of months until the presidential election, she said she was advised that she really wouldn't be able to dedicate so much time and energy to the campaign. And with a heavy heart, I guess, then you could read through the lines that she was taking her name out of the race and she had to focus on her health.
Yes, and Mairead McGuinness was seen as a very strong contender, Juliet. She had been doing very well in the polls. So very disappointing for her on a personal level, isn't it?
So disappointing on a personal level. She had become known as a very strong politician. She had been an MEP for many, many years. She became commissioner, was vice president of the European Commission. So she was really an accomplished politician on the international stage. And she had even before included her name for consideration for the presidency in 2011. Now the party, she withdrew from that race and it didn't go her way that time. But it's so sad to see it not go her way this time, I suppose, because it really seemed like she had a good chance. And Fine Gael, having had the first name forward in the campaign, were seen as having an advantage. We know that Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin are yet to make up their minds whether they'll field their own candidates. And obviously Catherine Connolly, it looks safe to get a nomination, but it was just a real shock.
You mentioned Fine Gael there. What has been the reaction within the party? Will they have to act fast now to find another contender? And who are the names in the mix, Juliet?
I think they will have to act fast. They mentioned yesterday that it wasn't the time to talk about it, but that they would meet, that the Fine Gael executive would meet in the coming days to decide what their next steps will be. Previously, we've heard names like MEP Sean Kelly, Francis Fitzgerald, and Heather Humphreys. And it will be interesting to see which of those who previously withdrew from the race might reconsider their position after this development.
The contest now well and truly wide open. None of the three big parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, have candidates yet. The clock is ticking now towards the election, though. Juliet, will they be under pressure now to announce their candidates?
I think there'll be somewhat of a reassessment now, considering that Mairead McGuinness has withdrawn, whether the thinking in Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin would be that now they have perhaps an advantage here because Fine Gael will be on the back foot. Now, I must point out that the parties did express their commiserations and their solidarity, and everyone was supporting Mairead McGuinness in her decision. But it's politics and it will be under consideration. Fianna Fáil, I mean, many names have been swirling around for a long time, though none of them have sort of come to the fore. Of course, the name Bertie Ahern has been swirling around for a long time. Many people said Micheál Martin was the person who would run away with it if he got the party's nomination, though he has repeatedly said he's not interested. Mary Hanafin previously mentioned, Pat the Cope Gallagher, even Niall Quinn mentioned in the mix there, but no one name has come to the fore.
And there has been speculation that Mary Lou MacDonald could run for Sinn Féin. She hasn't ruled herself out. Michelle O'Neill also in the mix there. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was interesting because at first it seemed that Mary Lou MacDonald had ruled herself out. And then she was asked by our colleague Orla O'Donnell if she might consider. And she said she wouldn't rule it out. I think a lot of people think that Mary Lou MacDonald is the one potential Sinn Féin candidate who would do very well in a presidential election. Sinn Féin has struggled in the past with lesser known politicians. Mary Lou MacDonald is a fiercely accomplished campaigner. So it would be very interesting if she did run. Now, I was speaking to David Cullinan, her party colleague, yesterday, and they said that in the coming weeks, they would make their decision as to whether or not they would field their old candidate.
Now, separately, the businessman Gareth Sheridan's campaign was launched yesterday. There is quite a bit of controversy building up there. How likely is it that he will get a nomination?
That's right. I feel it was unlucky for him to have launched his campaign officially yesterday, considering where the news went later in the day. He had a very polished launch. It was in the Constitution Room of the Shelburne Hotel, where the first constitution was signed. He says he has support in six councils. Now, he needs the support of four to get his name on the ballot paper. He pointed to Tipperary and Laois councils, where he said he had people who would propose and second him. But he didn't then explain how he would get the full support of the four county councils. You know, you just need two people to propose and second you, but you do need the majority of a council to back you to get your name on the paper. It will really depend whether Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael now, and Sinn Féin have their own candidates, because they obviously have majorities on the councils. So independents will have a clearer route if those big parties or any of those big parties don't have a candidate.
And what are the prospects for possible independent candidates, for example, Michael Flatley or Tony Houlihan? Could they get support if they wanted to run?
Again, this is so if, let's say, take Fianna Fáil for an example, if they do run a candidate, Fianna Fáil councillors are very likely to support them. In fact, they will support them. However, if Fianna Fáil don't have a candidate, then it's open to Fianna Fáil councillors to support an independent. And they might not vote along, they might vote along party lines. They might not support Fine Gael. They might not support Sinn Féin. Maybe they'd be more inclined to support an independent. However, which independent? Because we've seen so many people come forward. Gareth Sheridan, obviously, yesterday saying he had some support. Michael Flatley's name is in the mix as well. I contacted a former chief medical officer, Tony Houlihan, yesterday. He said he's continuing to assess a possible candidacy. This was before the Mairead McGuinness news filtered through, so maybe that will change his mind. He was seen as being perhaps in fourth position behind Mairead McGuinness, Catherine Connolly and Mary Lou MacDonald. Obviously, that race has changed. And we've heard other names like Conor McGregor, Nick Delahanty, Peter Casey, all expressing an interest, but not being clear on how much support they have.
Well, a busy few weeks ahead as the election campaign gets underway. Juliet Gash, RTE political reporter, thanks very much for joining us on the programme. It's 19 minutes past seven. Back home now, where the course of the presidential election campaign changed yesterday when the Fine Gael presidential candidate, Mairead McGuinness, announced she had withdrawn from the race on health grounds. The former EU commissioner said the difficult decision came after a stay in hospital. The Fine Gael politician's departure leaves just one confirmed candidate in the race, independent TD Catherine Connolly. Well, Gerard Howlin, a former government advisor and political commentator, joins me now in studio. Good morning, Gerard, and thanks very much for coming in to speak to us this morning.
Good morning.
Gerard, this was a shock announcement from Mairead McGuinness yesterday. It came out of the blue. Does this change the course of the election, do you think?
Of course, because even if she did badly, she would have had a chunk of votes sufficient in a multi-candidate race to influence the ultimate outcome. She was a contender for president. She could have been a winner. We won't know ever now. So, of course, this changes the course of the campaign. It certainly changes the context in which the main parties, particularly Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil, find themselves in this morning compared to yesterday, because the fence they were sitting on just fell over.
When Fine Gael now have to act fast to find another contender, Heather Humphreys had ruled herself out of the race. Is there a possibility now that she could come back? Speculation building that this could happen. But do you think this is likely?
Well, fast is a four-letter word and I'd be cautious with it. It's better to get it right. And I don't think any party or any party leader should allow themselves to be hustled by, you know, what next questions. In relation to Fine Gael, it probably has the deepest bench of potential candidates, and Heather Humphreys is one. I believe she would have been the very best Fine Gael candidate, but she decided not to. And the problem for somebody who has said no thanks is to come back raises the question that they're not really heart and soul in it. And that would then be an issue. Perhaps it could be overcome. But there are also other Fine Gael people. I'm thinking of Simon Coveney, Pascal Donoghue, perhaps Francis Fitzgerald. And of course, there's the party leader, Simon Harris. I doubt he will, by the way. But there are Fine Gael people. However, in relation to Fianna Fáil, there's nobody. In relation to Sinn Féin, there's nobody. And Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin together, give or take, are 60% of the vote plus. And in a democracy, staying out will not be an option now. In a way, particularly for Fianna Fáil, the presence of a Mairead McGuinness might have allowed or enabled them hitherto.
Yeah, so the three big parties now without candidates at the moment. The clock is ticking, though, towards the election. Will they be under pressure now, do you think?
Well, of course they're under pressure, but the clock is ticking in terms of underlying organisation. The clock is ticking in terms of media interest, but the vast majority of people will not take a serious interest in the decision of about their voting intentions for a long time for now, well into October, in the immediate weeks or even days before polling day. So yes, the clock is ticking, things need to be done, but this race is wide open and it is a long time away before the critical decisions of we the people will be made.
There's been lots of speculation into Sinn Féin, for example. Mary Lou Rackdonald hasn't ruled herself out. Michelle O'Neill also in the mix. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts in relation to Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil are this. There's extraordinary opacity about their process. In fact, there's no process to speak of in either. Sinn Féin has had some sort of internal consultation. I can't tell you any more about it than that. As regards Fianna Fáil, its own members can't tell you what their process deadlines are. And that matters in a democracy for a very important position. Because you could be cynical and say the presidency doesn't really matter. But if you look at the last three presidents, Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese, Michael D. Higgins, their presidencies were deeply influential culturally. So it is an important office, and it is important that big parties who purport to be parties of government enter the fray and provide us the people with choice.
You mentioned Fianna Fáil there. Are we likely to see a party inside coming from inside, candidate coming from inside or outside the party, do you think?
Well, the Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin together, as I said, the answer to that question is completely unapparent. So there are nobody inside Fianna Fáil really putting up their hand. The party leader, Micheál Martin, would clearly be the very best candidate, but there's no indication he will. There's no indication he's prepared to say to his cabinet colleagues that we need to put skin in the game, that one of you should consider going it. And there's no indication of an outside candidate in the Mary McAleese mode coming forward to be their candidate.
Separately, looking to the independent candidates, we saw Gareth Sheridan announce his campaign or launch his campaign yesterday. What about the prospects for candidates like him, like people, for example, Michael Flatley or Tony Holohan? Do you think the support is there? Could they get in, do you think, if they want to?
I doubt it. So if you add up Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Social Democrat, Labour, councillors, where a candidate other than one supported by some of those parties is going to get four county councils, it's beyond me.
What is your assessment of how this presidential race will play out then?
Well, I don't have an assessment because I don't know, because there is no race this morning.
Gerard Howland, former government advisor and political commentator, thank you so much for coming into studio this morning. It's 24 minutes past 8.